Hello, my name is Esther Schupp. Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Perek Tzadik Dalet, the 94th Psalm. This psalm, like the ones before, has no known author, but like the 90th, is attributed by Chazal to Moshe Rabbeinu. Though, on the surface, there is nothing to indicate that this has anything to do with Moshe or Moshe's life. Perhaps, then, it is a prophetic mizmor, one in which Moshe was shown not only from one end to the other end of Eretz Yisrael prior to his death, but rather he was also shown all of human and Jewish history. Prior to his death, he affirms perhaps a revelation made to him at the very last moment, and that is, Kel Nekamot Hashem, Kel Nekamot. The Ribbono Shel'Olam is a God of vengeance. He is a God of vengeance that will one day reveal himself and bring justice. And it is why, when we remember those that are killed because they are Jews, we say, Hashem Yikom Damam, the Ribbono Shel Olam will avenge their blood. Our poet is turning to God and asking him, you, the God of vengeance, please, Hofia, Hinaseh Shofet Haaretz, rise up, you who are the judge of the entire universe. Hashev Gmul Al Geim, pay back the arrogant, those that caused such suffering to the innocent, and walk around as if there is no judge and there is no law. Ad matai reshaim Hashem, ad matai reshaim ya'alozu, until when, God, until when will evil and evildoers continue to revel in their victories, revel in their cruelties? We don't know if we are dealing with a prayer, a complaint, a complaint about this state of the world that makes no sense, a lamentation, bemoaning and grieving the innocent orphans and the widows that were murdered? Is it, on the other hand, a didactic, one that's come to teach us something? As a parent, from the 8th verse, Binu Boarim Ba'am, listen to me, understand, you ignoramuses in the nation. Uksilim Mataitaskilu, and you fools, when will you finally come to understand and learn? Is it perhaps a song of praise, as we might think at the very end? Or is it a song of thanksgiving after God has already saved his people? As I said, this poem is very complex, and it is very difficult to categorize it. It is, as the opening indicates, a prayer, but it is also a demand, demanding that God show the hand of justice against our enemies, that he avenge the blood of the almana, the ger, the widow, the stranger, the orphans. Is it a complaint that God has removed himself from this world and allowed man in his free choice to override the weak and the innocent? Verses 3 to 7 clearly indicate an absurd situation. From verses 8 through to 11, we hear the words of a teacher. He tells us, Hanota osen halo yishma, the one that gave us ears, do you think he doesn't hear? The one that created the eye, do you think he does not see? Hamelamed Adam Da'at. He is the one that will teach man to know. Hashem Yodea Machshavot Adam, that he knows our thoughts, our schemes, our plans, and our intentions. Kihema Havel, for they are mere vanity, for all of our explanations are for naught. But you will then notice that from the 16th verse on, we move to first person. Whoever wrote this now is confessing, and he's sharing with us. Lulei Hashem Ezratali, had God not helped me, Kimat Shachna Duma Nafshi, my soul almost went down into the grave, not knowing, not believing. I almost faltered. Let's go back a moment. This entire mizmor divides itself into three parts. The first 7, the next 8 through 15, and finally 16 to the end. Today we will look at this confessional. Mi yakum li imreim. Who will stand by my side when I go to fight against evildoers? Mi yatzev li, who will stand by me when I go to war against poalei aven, against amoral people who believe that the only thing that matters is how strong you are, for might makes right. Are we talking about external enemies, goyim, that conquered us? Are we speaking about our own people, though they be Jews, who exploit their fellow Jews, who have no sense of justice, certainly no yirat shamayim, for they believe that there is no eye that sees and no ear that hears? Who are we speaking about? We have two major approaches. To those who believe that this mizmor is describing the suffering of Am Yisrael in various eras, there is a great deal of proof in the 5th verse, which tells us, Amcha Hashem yedak'u, unachalatcha ye'anu. Your people they have put down, and your portion, your land, they've tortured. And particularly since these are people who say, Lo yir'eka, ve'lo yavin Elokei Yaakov, the God of Jacob doesn't understand. No, he certainly does not see. These are people who don't share our faith, and implies that this entire poem is directed towards the suffering of the Jew at the hand of scrupulous goyim who conquered our country, who oppressed us and stole the dearest from us, and to our eyes murdered the weak, the orphans, the widows. Rashi tells us that these verses seems to be appropriate to the second commonwealth, when we had periods of oppression under the kings of Persia, later under the kingdom of Syrian Greeks, and finally under the Romans, whose cruelty was matched by their unrelenting hand of conquest. According to the second position, we are speaking about evildoers of Am Yisrael, our own people, who oppressed the weakest amongst us, who had no faith that there was a God that sees, an ear that hears, and an ultimate judgment, because their experience indicated late din velate dayan. These were the power hungry that occurred in the latter part of the Hashmonaim period, perhaps. but occurred, of course, much earlier during Bayit Rishon, and describes a lot of the cruelty that occurred by the rich against the poor, by the powerful against the lower classes, in the prophecies of Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu, both of whom bemoaned the cruelty not only of others to us, but of our own Jews against other Jews. Do we mean both? Radak, like Rashi, believes that the last part, at least, is written by somebody who has directly experienced the oppression of powerful people, be they Goyim, be they Jews, and describes the troubles that they suffered both inside Eretz Israel and in the lands of their dispersion. And he quotes Moshe Rabbeinu, who foretold in Vayikra, in the 26th chapter, Ve'af gam zot, and even after all the curses will come to be, and we will lose our land and be dispersed amongst the nation, af gam zot, even when all that happens, Behiyotam be'eretz oivehem, when they will be in the land of their enemies, remember, lo me'astim, I never despised them, them being Am Yisrael, the Jewish people. Ve'lo ge'altim, and I was never so disgusted with them, lechalotam, to eradicate them completely. Whatever sufferings we've had, Am Yisrael will survive. This seems to be written by one who experienced such suffering, experienced the spiritual agony of a God that didn't seem to care if he heard, and who had to find his faith even in the great fury, and asks his people, Mi yakum li im mireim, who will stand by my side to fight against evil? Who will march together with me against immorality, whether it's from the outside or from the inside? Oh, lulei Hashem ezratali, were it not for God's help for me, kimat shachna duma nafshi, I was almost killed had I not been rescued at the last minute, had I not been saved by the Ribbono Shel Olam's grace, I might have lived and lost my soul. Im amarti mataragli, when I thought for a moment that I am falling, that I am tripping, and there is no way back from the abyss, chasdecha Hashem yisadeni, your unconditional love, God, supported me. Berov sarapai bikirbi, in the midst of those furious, horrific thoughts that were churning inside me, Tanchumecha Yeshashu Nafshi, I remembered your words of comfort, the words that were sent to me, says Ibn Ezra, by the prophets throughout the ages, that a good time will come. They comforted, they rejoiced my soul. Godu al nefesh tzaddik, Vedam naki yarshiu. Oh yes, I saw the alliances to break down everything we deem holy. Those who work together plotting and scheming our extermination. They join together to destroy the soul of the righteous and to implicate the innocent. Help did not come from any other nation. Vayhi Hashem lilim miskav. And in the darkest moments, it was only Hashem who steeled me and made me stand tall. I beg you, God, again, do what you did for us in the past. Vayashev alehem et onam. God paid them back for their immorality. Uberatam yatzmitem. And he made them shrivel in their own evil. Oh, Yatzmitem Hashem Elokeinu, please God, our God, make them shrivel. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.